few Bibles. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart, and the Spirit descended like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Here ends the gospel lesson, our reading of it this morning. May God add God's blessing to the reading, hearing, and understanding of this, God's holy word. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts gathered here be acceptable unto you, O God, our rock, our redeemer, the one who has given us the covenant of the rainbow, that we may know you are always with us. Amen. Stopping by the Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. The little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sound, the sweep. I hear her talking, and it's throwing me off. Of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. Promises. Promises to keep. The best description of covenant is promises to keep. We make a lot of promises in our lives. Some of them we keep, and some of them, sadly, we don't or can't. But what God has promised to us through God's covenants, the covenant, especially today as we speak of the Noahic covenant, the covenant of the rainbow, that promise, and the promise of the dove coming down to point to Jesus, the Beloved. Those promises taken together remind us that we are beloved of God, and that God's promise will never, ever be taken away from us. Eugene Peterson has a different translation or a different description of this. His description of this kind of a covenant promise is a long obedience in the same distance. Think about that, a long obedience in the same distance. As we walk, whatever distance we go, God's promise will stay with us. A long obedience in the same distance and direction is what God does for us. We have cares, we have strain, we have hard decisions to make, like my decision that I made this week. We have all of that. But we also have those glorious mountaintop experiences, those times when God looks down on each and every one of us and reminds us that we are his beloved. We are beloved of God. A long obedience over time and distance in the same direction. Covenant. covenants are sacred and unconditional. In a wonderful article in Christian Century on January of this year, Catherine Willis Percy says it this way, and I normally don't quote quite such a long quote, but I don't think I can cut it anywhere, because what she says is so important for each and every one of us to hear. Covenant is the hardest concept for a church to understand, and that seems odd to say, but it really, really is. This is what she says. A covenant is an agreement not unlike a contract, save for one minor detail. It's completely unlike a contract. Contracts are conditional, limited, and generally entered into for reasons of self-interest. They are legal documents that can be used against you if you violate their terms. Covenants aren't legal, but they are sacred. They can be established between equals, such as two people, or unequals, such as God and God's people. And they are unconditional. If one party fails to follow through, the covenant remains in place. There's no statute of limitations. A contract is to a covenant as ink is to blood. The first covenant is initiated by God after the flood. God promises never to do such a thing again. Noah, for his part, is supposed to keep kosher, more or less. It's a thing about blood and meat and all those other Levitical things. And to get cracking on the baby making, the first covenant is sealed with a rainbow, which, along with all the zebra and turtle and rabbit pairs, explains why this violent, disturbing tale is often deemed inappropriate for toddlers. A series of covenant follows by which God identifies, blesses, and sets the chosen people apart. They come with steep and often bewildering expectations, these covenants. Have you read Leviticus lately? But are always rooted in relationship. God is undeniably smitten with the descendants of Abraham. God wants this one to last, you know? He wants it to last, this relationship, this covenant. As Jeremiah puts it, they will be my people and I will be their God. Catherine goes on to say, the amazing and painful thing is that by the time Jeremiah passes along this beautiful word of the Lord, God's beloved people have been totally and repeatedly screwing up for ages. They sin and sin and sin some more, and with a covenant in place, a sin isn't merely a violation of a law. It's a betrayal of the relationship. It's personal. The Israelites, in short, are being unfaithful to the covenant that they have made with God. When a pastor comes to a church, a covenant is made. It is a three-way covenant, really a four-way covenant, but our polity calls it a three-way covenant, between the association, the church, and the pastor that's being called. But of course, it has another way of being covenant because it is all blessed by God. When I came here, my covenant with you was to stay as long as God made it possible for me to stay. I have, with all my heart, with all my strength, and with as much of my enthusiasm as God has given me, I have kept that covenant with you. And now it is going to be the hardest part of our covenant, because I had to give 2 months' notice as part of the covenant. I am here with you for just a few more weeks, but the unconditional nature of our covenant is still in force. And so every one of you must know that my heart and my spirit and my strength in these last few weeks will be brought to bear on the wonderful, exasperating ministry of this church in this place. A covenant, as Eugene Peterson says, is a long obedience in the same direction. My obedience is long to you, and hopefully we are all going in the same direction. Amen.